Until yesterday, Brittany Goodson was the world record holder for most breast milk donated.
My Guinness World Record is 33,410 U.S. fluid ounces.
That's more than 261 gallons. Goodson, who lives in Fort Worth, took donation seriously.
To keep it from getting chaotic, I pumped everywhere. It just became a part of life, though. We never left the house without a pump.
She pumped 6 to 8 times a day and didn't even stop when she was hospitalized for pneumonia. Goodson's original goal was to produce enough milk for the first year of her son's life. Her body had other plans.
And I took what felt like bad news and I turned it into actually great news for everyone else, and I just wanted to help them.
Human milk is an essential medication for use in the preterm infant.
David Wysoli is a neonatologist northwest of Houston.
Human milk is the only thing we know of that can improve long-term development, especially mental developmental scores in premature infants.
Which is why hospitals across the country are turning to milk banks for supplies. One of a dozen nonprofit U.S. milk banks is in Fort Worth. The Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas counts 5 of its donors among the recent Guinness World Record holders. Amy Vickers, the executive director, says her organization is something between a blood bank and a dairy processing plant.
The need for donor human milk right after we opened just skyrocketed. Our first year we dispensed 5,000 ounces, so we now dispense over 400,000 ounces a year.
About 23,000 of those ounces came from Katie Edgington. She held the world record for milk donated just last month. For her, this isn't a cutthroat competition.
So, and they started calling me Elsie because I was producing so much.
Edgington is sitting on her sofa in Fort Worth with her 3 kids. Her youngest, Riley, was born with a condition that kept him in intensive care, unable to drink much milk. When she learned the milk she was pumping could save lives, she saw an opportunity to give back.
We would take bags full, and sometimes we'd have to fill up laundry baskets and haul laundry baskets full of milk out there.
Edgington just received her certificate from Guinness and plans to hang it on the wall next to family photos.
Because I feel like it was kind of me and Riley in it together. It was his milk, and he was sharing his milk.
At the milk bank, women who donate large quantities are called super producers. Dr. Wysoli says that's not a medical term, but yes, some women do overproduce.
What is normal for one sometimes can be double or triple that is still normal in another mother. And some of the hormones may be at higher levels in the mothers who are the super producers of breast milk.
Everything from stress levels to whether a mom is able to have physical contact with her baby can influence milk production. In general, Wysoli says within a few weeks of birth, moms may pump a few ounces every 3 hours. And the more you pump, the more you produce. Back at the Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas, Vickers says her organization expects to screen and approve more than 800 women this year as donors.
Whether a mom donates 100 ounces or 1,000 ounces, it's very, very valuable. And we'd like to mix as many moms together as we can in a batch because it broadens the immunological properties. It just makes the milk better.
So whether they're record holders or not, Vickers says these moms are all super producers. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.